But, you know, that's when it ended up happening. And McGeoch, certainly, I think a lot of people had higher expectations of what would happen with his engagement with that band than what occurred. But it was definitely an awkward period of Pill's career where they were struggling between being a commercially successful band and an artistically successful band and kind of failing a little bit at being either at the time.
Yeah, there was always a bit of a balance, but Happy might be my favorite from that time period.
I agree. I think it was the most successful all about, commercially and artistically, of the bunch.
Yeah, quite good. So we heard the song Seattle, which was also released as a single. Prior to that, we heard something from a band that McGeoch formed and put out an album in 85 called The Armory Show. We heard the song Castles in Spain, and you really hear his distinctive guitar style on this track. This comes from an album called Waiting for the Floods, and this was a band that actually featured John Doyle, the magazine drummer, and members of the Skids.
Mm-hmm. Skids, of course, being a very infamous Scottish punk group as well, who really we should do a feature on at some point as well, because they've also had a huge influence on a subset of punk music, but that's something for another episode. Prior to that, we heard something from his contributions to Generation X, or simply Gen X.
Yes, on this album it was Gen X. Basically, all of the members left except for Billy Idol and Tony James, who were the main songwriters anyway, and they kind of switched up the lineup. Terry Chimes of The Clash joined on drums, and a few different guest guitarists were featured on this album. They would kind of split not too long after this, but we heard the song Poison. This was one of eight tracks that McGeoch was featured on with his guitar work, all really interesting. But there was also several tracks that featured Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols, and also, of course, Steve New, who was on a lot of records. He played with Iggy Pop, mm-hmm. Tom Petty, and the Heartbreakers. And he was in a lot of really cool new wave bands and had a really unique sound at the time. And a lot of the songs, they would layer the guitars from different guitar players as well. But this is just a really unique album called Kiss Me Deadly that they put out. Not my favorite Generation X album, but there's some really good songs on here.
Mm-hmm. And then we started things off with Visage. We heard the band Visage from the album Visage and the track Visage. And this was, I hate this term, but it was kind of a super group, which featured McGeoch as well as some members from Rich Kids, from Magazine.
Ultravox.
Yeah. So out of nowhere, this band actually became a chart-topping success. They had, from the charts, two top 10 singles, Fade to Grey and the song we heard, Visage. The album itself hit number 13 in the UK charts and 131 on the US Billboard charts.
Not as high, obviously, but it did crack.
Not as high, but for a post-punk record at that time in the US, I mean, that's to chart at all in the US, that's not too bad.
We should also mention that the band did continue on with several other albums, but McGeoch wasn't involved. The second album they put out did feature Barry Adamson, the bassist of Magazine, and I believe also Dave Formula, but McGeoch wasn't involved in the other records.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about McGeoch over the past three episodes, highlighting his contributions to various bands. This is all based off of a publication that was released not too long ago, The Light Pours Out of Me, which is kind of a compilation of like memoirs, anecdotes, interviews from musicians, and really the whole book and the concept is really kind of a love letter to McGeoch, being this very underrated guitarist who is known more for the textures and the sort of feel of sound he would have, rather than, you know, being a virtuoso, being able to play all these scales or solos. He certainly could do that,
absolutely,
as was demonstrated on a lot of the material he was on, but he chose to care about atmosphere and sound texture more than that. So that influenced a range of musicians. I think you can look at people like The Edge, Johnny Marr, you can even
Radiohead
is a huge one. I think you could even, to a degree, lump Pavement into that in its own way.
And there's others. But I just wanted to focus on some of the stuff he did because there were so many things. And encourage you to check out Magazine, Susie and the Banshees, and some of these other bands. The first two are perhaps what he's most known for doing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he did so many recordings and studio sessions. There's probably like 10 other things that I didn't find when researching this. But anyways, hopefully you enjoyed those sets. Coming up next, we're actually going to jump into a set of new music. We're going to hear some new music from a Detroit band called Bonnie Doon. We're also going to start off with this really cool live album, which features reworkings of songs by Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's based off of a concert film that was released a few years ago. It's called Shadow Kingdom. It's the early songs of Bob Dylan, and it's a fantastic reimagining of so many songs of his. I love the renditions he does on this, but one of my favorites, if not indeed my favorite, has to be this, his new version of Wicked Messenger. You're listening to this on Revolution Rock and CJAM 99.1 FM.
When questioned who had sent for him, he answered with his thought. Oh, his tongue couldn't speak, but only flatter. Was there he made his bed. Oftentimes he could be seen returning. Until one day he just appeared with a note in his hand which he read. The soles of my feet, I swear they're burning. He was told with these few words, which opened up his heart. If you cannot bring good news, don't bring any.
You're tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here with you for about another half an hour. We just came back from a set there featuring a combination of some new releases and some classics, ending off with a track that came from 2019 from Shotgun Jimmy. Just before we get into that song, we do want to announce that Shotgun Jimmy will be performing here in Windsor on July 26th at the Chelsea. They're going to be performing along with two other great acts, Ron Leary, and then, of course, By Divine Right. So yes, very excellent show that will be coming up on the 26th.
Not to be missed. And we'll be talking about it more as we get further on into July. And did we say the name of the song?
No, not yet. That's actually Tumbleweed from Transistor Sister 2, one of my favorite releases from Shotgun Jimmy.
Yes, and before that we heard music from Charlotte Cornfield, brand new release, and we heard a track called You and Me.
Yeah, that's taken from her album Could Have Done Anything. Prior to that, brand new material from Deer Tick. I believe this one features a guest vocalist on this particular track called Forgiving Ties. Their latest release is called Emotional Contracts. That's in stores now. You can also find in stores the latest release from Michigan's own Bonnie Doon. We had a chance to see them perform live about 2 or 3 years ago. And, well, actually, it would have been a bit before that. But they were fantastic anyway.
Great.
Wonderful group. Really great mellow vibes for them. Their latest release is called Let There Be Music. And we heard Crooked Creek. If you haven't heard much from Bonnie Doon yet, do yourself a favor. Check them out. I foresee big things for this group. And we started things off with Bob Dylan with his new version of Wicked Messenger. That's taken from a record called Shadow Kingdom, which is actually a type of soundtrack, I guess you would call it, for a concert film that was released 2 years ago. This one features him doing new versions of classic material, all songs that he recorded prior to 1974. So a lot of early material that he does, new versions of, reimaginings, which Bob Dylan has done traditionally during his live shows. But this one is a great moment, capturing a very skeletal, very raw version of so many of these songs. Highly recommended.
All right, so coming up next, we're going to continue with some more newer stuff, starting off with a band that's based in Detroit called Love Interest, and we're going to hear a track from their new release, which came out on June 2nd, an EP called Mother Wound. We're going to hear the track called Midwinter, Violent Air. Brand new music also from OCs. We're going to hear Goon, which is from their upcoming August release, Intercepted Message. We also have some new music from Zune. And
yeah, Ombagazi, they actually have a brand new single out, so we're very excited to be presenting that to you. We also have new material from Homefront from their latest release from this year, and a new group I just found out about called Frankie. That's spelled Frankiie. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that set, and we're also going to be playing a brand new single from The Hives later on, so stay tuned for that for this last half hour of Revolution Rock.